Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
New Jersey started it. Where else? And I just thought it was overkill and used to say it. A, the number of drills. B, the drills with very young kids. C, how graphic they were. I mean, it's almost like there was an industry of this stuff as far as, I don't know if people actually would come in and do a presentation, you know, of all the graphic and the blood and where are we going to get. Is that what is necessary in order to deal with the real possibility of potential difficulty in schools? I think we all know it's just a question, and I've been hitting you. You'll see this in a few weeks, maybe 6 weeks, a month. Under the budget deal that came out in Pennsylvania, they got a law passed that said you're going to get $50,000. Each school district must train at least one, I don't think it's each school, person that would be skilled in law enforcement and also firearms and school shootings. Now, whether or not you put that person in the school and then give them a weapon, that's up to you. In the beginning, it was you had to give them a weapon. How many school districts in our area? There's got to be, what, five-county area, Philadelphia. Well, Philadelphia's got a lot of schools, too, but just school districts, it's got to be 60, 70 of them, right? Something like that. How many of them are going to now use that money, train people, and then actually let them have a firearm in school? How many already have it, if any? A few do, probably. One school district, Columbia, I think it was, is arming the superintendent. We told you about that in Pennsylvania. So New York bans realistic active shooter drills in school. The state is adding restrictions meant to make lockdown drills less scary for children. Will also require schools to notify parents about the exercises ahead of time. The state's new rules call for a trauma-informed and age-appropriate approach to drills that excludes the use of any props, actors, or tactics depicting violence when school or extracurricular activities are in session. The new rules also require schools to notify staff members and pupils about drills ahead of time. Parents are to be notified a week in advance. That will take effect in the coming year. Now, apparently, there is an epidemic of this type of stuff, of how often these go on in school. So I'd love to hear from you. You're a mom or dad. You have your kid in school. I used to hear from some law enforcement people, maybe for whatever reason, they were outraged. And I was saying, enough already. This is too much. This goes way too far. This is something that has the squeeze isn't worth the juice, so to speak, here. 855-839-1210. Pennsylvania still has a free-floating thing out there. They don't necessarily say, as New York does, some of the limits on. I mean, why do you have to be graphic? Why do we have to go through that? The problem is stopping this stuff. And there's only one thing that I do that gives you a good chance to do that. If you have somebody who can affect, or somebody's effectively return fire there, A, you're probably not going to have someone attack. And B, if they do, they can't do nearly as much damage because they're under fire themselves and or being shot, wounded, or just fleeing is what you want. That's the thing to be debating and dealing with.
I'll play devil's advocate here, just asking you.
Just one other thing I'm going to tell you. I don't know why, Dan, did it shock you? I was thinking, where was I? Then I remember exactly where I was at WWDB. Columbine, we're coming up on, in this April, I guess it is, the 25th anniversary of Columbine. Wow. Does it seem like it was 25 years ago?
No.
No, 25.
I mean, think of 2005 is 19 years ago now.
Yeah, so 25 years ago, 1999. That's right. I think it's April. Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, are you okay with any kind of drills?
Yeah, you can do drills, but...
When I was in school, it was post-Columbine. There were school shootings starting to happen, and our drills consisted of, there was an alarm that would ring.
Right.
We would have to go to the wall that was closest to the door, so if someone were to look in the door, they wouldn't see anyone in the classroom.
Right.
The teacher would lock the door, put something in front of the door, and it was just a drill in that way, and then a buzzer would ring, and then we'd go back to our normal days. There wouldn't be someone prowling the hallways with a fake gun or depicting violence or actors, you know, nothing like that. Are you okay with those kind of drills?
Yeah, they can do them. I just would not do them that often.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, I am a believer in the human element and also the technology. With classroom doors, Dan, there have been all kinds of things that would make it pretty hard to get through that classroom door. It would take time. Why not do that? And also, again, you got to figure out, are you a believer that to stop somebody, you need to have somebody there to stop them? Otherwise, for 90 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, they're going to kill people. That's what it comes down to. But yeah, occasional drills on this. I would just go easier with kindergarten, pre-K, and all, you know, very early elementary, because hopefully, Dan, they're just going to follow what the teacher tells them in the moment of it anyhow. You know what I mean? What else are they going to do other than tell them to be quiet in something like this? You don't want to traumatize them.
I mean, my counter would be when I was in Indiana in high school, every marking period we would do a tornado drill, and we would all have to go sit, you know, Indian style in the hallway. And that's because if there were tornado sirens for a warning, a tornado was on its way, teachers didn't want chaos. They wanted the kids to know where they needed to go, how to do it. And I guess this is, you know, a similar situation, but I think it's a little bit different where if you're in a situation that's tense like this and the teacher does become the captain. I think can keep some kind of peace. I don't know. It's tough.
Well, you're going to stay in the classroom. That's the bottom line. That's what everybody agrees with.
Yeah.
And you're going to now at the high school level. Maybe you talk about the fight back type of thing. When is that appropriate? I'm okay with it. But what we
to your point. Like, why is there not a company out there? And I think they could probably make a killing doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when you go to the mall at closing time, they have those gates that you press a button and they come down? You can easily automatically set that to a sensor. If something were to happen, you press a button, and all of a sudden there's these gates that come down over these doors and are impenetrable by a, you know, just standard person with a gun, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that. There was even something very much cheaper, and I'm not sure how many schools put it in.
Yeah, I remember that.
But the idea of making this so dramatic and all, why get off on all that stuff? You know, and we see what the holes are. Uvalde police, what a failure. Just what a stone cold failure they were in stopping that shooter. Again, you can't necessarily depend upon the police. That's why you need somebody in the building who is going to. Even then, I realize the difficulty. We saw that in Florida, where they did not go to the line of fire. So that's why you might need several people that are able to return fire. In addition to which, to Dan's point, you start to take a look at your budget. You start to take a look at forms of technology that would block the shooter versus let's just do these spectacles. What am I learning from seeing people bloody and actors and props and all? I don't know. I don't think necessarily it gives people ideas. They like to do it themselves, but it doesn't do anything. It's spectacle. It's almost like fire drill porn or something, you know, and there seemed to be too much of it. It took this long. New York finally did it. How about Pennsylvania? How about stopping to do this with kids? Do serious stuff, to Dan's point, that occasionally you have this. I might not even give warning. So that people know what they're supposed to do for a brief period of time, and then you go on. I mean, the only thing I did when I was teaching were fire drills, which if there had been flames there, it would have been not so good. They would come on, Dan, and say, the time was not bad. And I'm kind of thinking, oh, my God. But there was too much talking. It took a half hour to just walk outside the door, walk outside the door. All right, let's go to Jim. Start off here in Northeast Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good afternoon.
Hey, do you know the French brought us a great singer? She was born in 1915 and died in 1963. And she was famous for a song called La Vie en Rose. Her name was Edith Piaf. And it's great.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Yeah, I've heard the name before.
Well, she's that aforementioned singer. We never mentioned her name, so
that's
great
right.
answer
yeah,
there.
Yeah, great answer
she
in Saving Private Ryan.
There you go, yeah. A lot of French music, Dom.
Exactly.
Great artist.
Okay, that's how you get in, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Representative Seth Grove at about 1:30. He's the one that kind of blew the whistle on Josh Shapiro. I mean, this is going to be a titanic fight. We're not going to win Pennsylvania easily. It's going to make it even sweeter. Going to a summer camp for Democrat progressive influencers held over here at the Franklin Institute. And it appears taxpayer money used to do that. They were here to stop misinformation. They keep on doing stuff to provoke us. Like we can't get the count done on Election Day. National story over the weekend in Pennsylvania. And then when we say, well, that's by law, you have to. I don't mean exactly at 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean the next day, like say by noon the next day, 10 o'clock the next day. Every hour that goes by that they don't have that count, you know what we're thinking. We saw what happened the last time. We don't want it to, we put the reform in. They're the ones provoking stuff. And then they're on the attack saying it's misinformation. All right, by the way. Big, big event. This is one of the biggest I've ever been involved in. You got Don Trump Jr. coming our way. September 12th. Lock in your tickets. It's at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. Beautiful spot in Collingswood, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. A lot of nice places to eat around there. It will be a night. Go to 1210WPHT.com. Now, the book, Letters to Trump. I'll have it next week in hand here and be able to read you some of it. It's amazing. Letter from Alec Baldwin gushing about Trump. Why did this change? Because he ran for office. That's why he printed all these letters. You get the book, you get your reserve seat, you get a spectacular night with Don Trump Jr. Go to 1210WPHT.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
So now here we go, 18-year terms. I'm not sure the calculus, how they came up with that. Rub out the immunity decision and so-called ethical reforms. They want to take out Clarence Thomas, and they thwart it. All this under the name of, this is not democracy. Well, we're not a democracy. All right? And this goes back to the Founding Fathers. They hate the Founding Fathers for so many levels. They hate the Constitution because it restrains government. That's what the Constitution is about. They see this, though, the Supreme Court, as the one thing that can restrain them. And that's why they don't like it. They just want to get a stranglehold of the other three branches of government, well, other two branches and three parts of government, Senate, House, and President, and then just change America forever. All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210. This will fail. There is no doubt about that. There is no way that Joe Biden particularly is going to be able to do this. And by the way, looking at over the weekend, the giddiness with Kamala Harris, guarantee right now, what are we, 98 days? Is it 98, Michael Pelka, every day I look at it, I think my 98 days till we vote. There's no way that they are going to win Florida. They're starting the Florida sugar high again. Now, Florida's in play again, I tell you. In the same way, I don't see Trump winning Minnesota. I know people like to say Virginia, possibly. There's no way Kamala Harris is going to win Florida. Write it down now. You know, if there's a 100-to-1 odds there, whatever they want to give you, don't take them. It's not worth it. You're going to lose. She's not going to win Florida. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Dom, I've seen some pickup pace on social media. I was wondering if you picked up on it. They're calling that character in the center of that disgusting skit a fertility god, and they made it about fertility. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, Grecian Bacchanalia. That's going to be their backup story after they did what they wanted to do. They were going to try to spin it toward that, yes.
Well, it came out 3 days late, in my opinion. That's
sure.
When you started hearing it. Like, they had to come up with something. But this is just another form of indoctrination. And I'm afraid when our children see pictorials of the Last Supper, they're going to identify with that garbage.
I don't think so. I think any of the kids that would be the kids of parents who are in agreement with this nonsense, Joe. I think what it exposes, though, is there are not enough forces of power pushing back. We're going to have Bill Donahue on of the Catholic League. Where's the Pope? Where's the Archbishop in your neck of the woods or here in Philadelphia? Is he telling priests to talk about this and to tell advertisers to do anything? They're not. No, they're the problem.
I've only heard one cleric in Mercer County who's very, very outspoken. He's felt some wrath from it up in southern Mercer County speak about this. He's gone against the Pope, but he's the only one. He's the only one that I've heard.
Well, good for him, Joe. So what is French to you?
The funniest comedian, movie star I know, Peter Sellers. But he's not French, but Inspector Clouseau is.
Yes, that's a very good one. Definitely qualifies as one. 855-839-1210. Hey, just a moment, Dan. I don't think you didn't have any talk radio sense then, but Mary Mason passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. A couple of things. She was at WWDB for a brief time. Mainly, she was on WHAT, mainly African-American talk radio. But what a force. One of the real pioneers who made talk radio popular in Philadelphia. And Dan, she deemed me, and I think we were not antagonistic, but I mean, we're on opposite political sides. But she gave me my credit, Philly Dom. She used to say that in front of a lot of people, and I identify with that. That's not no bad than to be that localized. Philly Dom.
Philly Dom.
Philly Dom
Philly
is
Dom.
Here to tell us about this.
You should
this.
Go by that to this day.
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So,
I feel like that's kind of, you know, redundant, though, if you're on Philadelphia radio and call yourself Philly Dom.
Well, yeah, probably. But, I mean, there was so much that identified with that. Even in front of national people, she said it. And you hear the name Irv Homer, Dominic Quinn. It was at that vintage, and Mason was a real powerhouse in local politics, passed away at the age of 94. All right.
Shafe on YouTube, Mary Mason with wonderful rest in peace as well.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so 855-839-1210. One thing that I teased out, then I'm coming to more of your calls, and then we'll talk with Seth Grote. Seymour Hersh, Dan, I'm going to write him. I think he, toward the end of what he said to you after all that nonsense, he seems like he'd like to do an interview. That's how I took it.
Is it? Because it sounds like he just has absolutely no desire to do any. Like, it seems like when he was with New Yorker, maybe he was forced to do interviews.
And
he was just like, I don't want to do them anymore.
Yeah, but he said, I might be up for some blank. Seymour Hersh is the guy whose number one claim to fame.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I haven't done one in a while, but yeah. I kind of like having the BS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell him, hey, Dom says we can have a lot more of that. We'd love to.
I like maybe when Bryce Harper hits 75 homers.
Yeah, see, there you go. So Seymour Hersh is the one that exposed the My Lai Massacre. Just an horrific Lieutenant Cowie, infamous, came in some ways to symbolize a lot of aspects or some aspects of the Vietnam War, all right, that were negative. And among other things, though, he is one of the biggest investigative reporters. I'm not sure if Seymour Hersh, now there was another guy that was on it, and then Matt Drudge got it, the Monica Lewinsky thing with Clinton. But Seymour Hersh alleges through his sources that President Obama went to Joe Biden July 25th, I think it was the date that he has in mind, and told him, it's over, Joe. If you don't give up the presidency, then we're going to have Kamala Harris declare the 25th Amendment. So here's why this is important. This had nothing to do. They all saw this for how long? Suddenly that day, did they wake up and say, no, this guy can't go on? No, he was politically unviable. Harris knew that. It's obvious. The American people believe that. Why then would she not step up well before that and do something? Well, this was her chance with the backing of Obama to threaten Biden to take him out. Now, I'm not sure why Biden would capitulate to the 25th Amendment exactly. Would he not call their bluff and say, you're never going to do that? Because the 25th Amendment is pretty messy stuff, to put it mildly. We've never fully done this, that part of it.
I actually have audio from inside the meeting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear it. Build that.
So, I don't know if it's the 15th or the 25th. I have to look at the article from Seymour Hersh. But this created quite a stir over the weekend because this guy is a liberal, big time, Democrat operative over the years. But I think he thinks how they went about this with Biden, if you want to call it a coup, negating 14 million voters, just suddenly tagging someone else in this manner. Okay, they can do that. But the question is, if they do that, what do people think about that? Do they suddenly think, well, yeah, that's okay, tag in whoever you want. You didn't have a primary. You negated that. Biden had these problems all along. Why now? And I told you why now. They made the calculus. At that point, there was no going back. There was no way to win after that debate. They tried other things with him. So then they decided to say 25th Amendment. They had conferred with her. And then she would orchestrate this. Would she have done that? If I were the Bidens, I'd be thinking, if she does that, is she really going to then be tagged in to be the nominee? Is that not going to look like they just took out Biden? And I guess they made the calculus, you know what? Democrat Party doesn't play. They don't care. We don't care how it looks. We're going to take you out because we stand a better chance of winning with her. That's what it came down to. We'll see. After this giddiness, after this period, after their convention, what you're going to see play out, all the baggage, all the things that are there, they have a ton of things, the Trump people, on Harris. We played you the thing today about the climate. We have her talking about fracking and how she opposes wholeheartedly would get rid of fracking. Now, in a place like Pennsylvania, I'm not sure of Michigan or Wisconsin, but getting rid of fracking here, we talked to people that really know Pennsylvania about this, how devastating this would be to local economies. Just devastating. There's no way. She's already on thin ice with union types, people in Western Pennsylvania, already difficult. She may have lit a fire a bit here in Philadelphia. We'll see. All right, coming up, we're going to talk
more audio coming out from inside that meeting of Obama with Biden.
Yes, let's hear that.
Allegedly, Biden started to tear up a little bit, and Obama had this to say.
Stop crying!
That's what he used to do. Stop crying! Stop loafing! Get out there and work! Yeah, that was back in the day, that was pretty inspirational. But I don't know. I thought the Bidens would call their bluff. Is that all they had? Seymour Hersh says, yeah, that's it. 25th Amendment. Kamala Harris will start to execute it. And would Democrats go, yeah, that's okay. We just want to win. Well, Yeah, great number of them might. All right, Representative Seth Grove was with us. Josh Shapiro goes to summer camp, if you can imagine, of Democrat influencers right down the street from me and the Ben Franklin Museum. Who's paying for that? Apparently taxpayers. And we're spreading misinformation. These people were here to help us stop that. And I'll ask him, how difficult is it to be to Josh Shapiro? That's all straight ahead. Representative, welcome back. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia. You represent portions of York County. Pleased to have you in Philadelphia. Yep. What the heck is wrong?
Here.
Why are you going after this? These guys are just having a summer camp here.
Right, just a summer camp, hanging out, you know, spreading the good word of democracy all across our country, right? So I found out about it because someone sent me this video clip of a, you know, Pennsylvania, quote, influencer going to this thing. I was like, who's paying for this? Is this, you know, the Team PA thing, the Governor's Slush Fund entity? Is it campaign related? Is it taxpayer funded? So it's taxpayer funded. The governor's office funded this event. This is what we know so far. They invited, we don't know how many or who, but invited national social media influencers, not Pennsylvania, national influencers into Pennsylvania, into Philadelphia, right by your house. And they discussed, quote, democracy. This is the only people we know who talked at this event, Senator Bob Casey, and we know the senator doesn't show up except for election year, so you know it's got to be political when he shows up.
Well,
right?
Might I add, they have nice napping chambers over at the Franklin Institute after Casey spoke.
Oh.
That's my reporting, but I'm, you know.
There you go.
There you go.
Obviously, the governor was there. They had the Department of State Secretary Al Schmidt talk. They didn't have election officials, Republican and Democrat. There was MC'd or the person in who had a headline in it was one of three brothers who created an anti-Trump political action committee, Super PAC. So that was there. That's obviously nonpartisan. We know a former Democrat congressional candidate from Texas was there. We know there is a LGBTQ advocate from the Midwest somewhere there. We know there were some influencers from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New York. The reports we're getting, obviously they're commenting on this, are it was great to be with like-minded individuals. So that's not a nonpartisan event. And all this was paid for by taxpayers' expense. So the big question is, you brought these people in. Did us taxpayers pay for the hotel rooms? Did we pay for their food? Did we pay for their lodging? Right? What did we pay for? Was it comp? Is this an ethics violation? Should this not be put on some campaign reporting stuff? So it's problematic on numerous fronts because obviously it was not a nonpartisan event. The governor's office has been completely silent on the list, the agenda. Who was invited? How did they get selected as being invited? Our typical Republican influence, were they invited, you know, nationally? You know, Charlie Kirk, other individuals nationally, were they invited?
Hey, let me interrupt. I'm only 5 minutes down there. I'll walk over there. How you doing, Josh? Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what kind of misinformation? I mean, obviously, to me, they're setting up on telling these individuals what to say about the election. Like, if it goes their way, here's what we're saying. If it doesn't go our way, here's what we want you to say. To me, that's more electioneering than, an election 101. This is how elections are operated in Pennsylvania. Here's some election, county election officials, one from a Republican county, one from a Democrat county, right? This is how things are run. But that's not what we're hearing came out of this event. It was a big cheerleading. We need to stand with democracy, and the only people that do that are Democrats.
Yeah, and again,
their presidential candidate.
Yeah, represented the word misinformation. So they set up these things using taxpayer money. They hide them as best they can, but they're always the conference around misinformation. The same thing he did when he brought in Homeland Security and all these others. And what they're up to, that's their offensive side, these influencers. The defensive side is to go after, under force of law in any way they can, I guess, anybody that has questions about their antics in the upcoming election.
Right. And, you know, I know one of their topics was drop boxes. And they say drop boxes are safe, they're secure, there's no issues there. You know, we had a DA from Lehigh County,
Martin,
that reviewed the video footage of individuals handing in more than one ballot. Mm-hmm. We had a governor admit, you know, him and his wife submitted more than one ballot. Though that's not necessarily fraudulent votes. Those are illegal votes. State law says you can hand in one. If you hand in more than one, any ballot after one doesn't count. But that's considered misinformation and an attack on democracy, just following the law and not having these orchestrated Democrat executive branch, Democrat court sign off on election policies that manipulate elections and go against the actual law.
Kudos.
What they say is misinformation.
Kudos to you for being on top of this. We're going to see a lot more of it. So what is it that concerns you the most when it comes to election integrity? You, Seth Grobe, as we go forward 98 days to the election.
Number one are the drop boxes. Illegal voting occurring at drop boxes. That's the number one concern, because we know individuals will hand in more than one ballot. State law does not allow that, but because they're unsecure, there's nobody there watching them, we will have illegal voting. And unless somebody does a right to know on the footage, even if they even have cameras, right? Even if they have cameras, there'll be no evidence. So you have to do the right to know every single week, ask for the videos, and go review the videos. That's my number one concern in Pennsylvania with this upcoming election, is illegal voting through drop boxes, handing in multiple ballots.
Now, where you are in York County, I'm not sure about York. I've only been to parts of the state a few times, not recently. Fracking. We have Kamala Harris, hell-bent 2019, a lot of footage.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of fracking. Where you are or your sense of it, if people now are blitzed with, in Pennsylvania, I think that's the first thing to deal with her candidacy. How about you?
Oh, yeah, it's a death blow to our economy. It's a death blow to our national security. It's a death blow to national economy. We have engineering firms and construction firms that do work because of the fracking industry. So, you know, that touches every county in Pennsylvania because where fracking is, it's not populated. And it provides basically a huge economic boost for those areas. So a ban on fracking is destruction of our economy. It'll be really, really bad for every single county and hundreds, if not thousands, of workers who rely on that for their livelihoods. And two, like, if your goal is to be subservient to other nations, you know, it's a good policy, right? We don't want drilling here. We want to go buy our oil from people that want to kill us in our way of life. You know, if that's your policy agenda, that's how you get there. So I think it's disastrous. And Pennsylvanians need to take a real hard look. Democrats rejected her as a presidential candidate back when Joe Biden ran in 2020. She was not popular. She was not well-liked. So people need to remember her very liberal agenda of, economic destruction. You think Joe Biden's bad and the inflation, the cost. I tell everybody, if you want to go vote and you're not sure who to vote for, go buy groceries, take your grocery receipt to the polling place and look at the ballot and look at your grocery bill.
Well put.
That's how you make
well
your
put.
Decision.
Exactly. Keep us in the loop on this and other things.
We'll do.
Are you in the camp? What's Harrisburg say? Do they think Josh Shapiro is going to be the VP nominee?
It's back and forth. I think people would say his ego would want him to be there. You know, I mean, the most dangerous place in America is getting between Josh Shapiro and a camera these days.
Yeah.
So I think his ego would love to be the vice president's candidate, but the guy wants to be president. So I'm not sure it's necessarily in his best interest to meet that. Cause if Harris wins, you know, potentially you're stuck as vice president for 4 to 8 years. And then you're tied to all of her policies. Right. So do you necessarily want to do that? or do you like to be out there being considered? But he's got problems. I mean, the entire pro-Palestinian, anti-Jewish sentiment, the Democratic Party doesn't want him. You know, as a failed governor on education, right? I mean, he's, I want school choice, hasn't gotten it done. So all the anti-school choice advocates don't want him. They signed letters saying we don't want him because he hates public school. But, you know, the school choice people don't like him either because he's vetoed school choice legislation. So, like, for the political dynamo he's in, he's created quite a opposition group around education. So, ultimately, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he'll get the nod. And I'm not, to be honest, I'd probably take a pass at it this year, and continue being governor of Pennsylvania. But that's me.
Well, Representative, thank you. Thanks so much. Anytime, we welcome you in Philadelphia.
We'll do. Appreciate it. Thanks,
Representative Seth Grobe. The Democracy Summer Camp right here at the Franklin Institute. I wonder if Venn diagrams were on the chart. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Iowa does something educationally that Pennsylvania has a bill, but Democrats don't want to sign off on it. That's a simple thing. And I have a horrible example of this. I'll tell you what that is in some Dan Time with Dom, I guess. We're going to talk with Bill Donahue, bulldog intellectual, Catholic League executive director at 230. He's the guy that took on the L.A. Dodgers last year with that Twisted Sister, whatever they were doing at the ball game stuff. What is he saying? And is it really, hey, if the Pope said something, it might matter about the Olympics. Otherwise, they seemingly get away with it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.